try to be prepared and then you get punished for it.
你尝试着准备一些，但是你受到了一些惩罚。
As always, I'm honored to be here with you. I think it was in December someone told me the last time I was here.
总是非常荣幸的能够跟大家在一起。我记得是上次是在上次的十二月份。
But I'm always happy to be back.
我总是很高兴能够回来。
And this morning I want to share from a very small book of the New Testament.
今天早上我要跟大家分享是从一个非常短的书信里面。
And hopefully we can find some good applications for it together.
希望我们可以找到一些好的应用。
But before we get started, I just want to, take a minute to acknowledge the difficulties of Pastor Shea and his wife Ann.
在我们讨论之前，我们需要花一点时间向谢牧师跟师母对他们的困境的理解。
As many of you know, it's very difficult to lose your parents.
正像你们所有人知道的一样啊，通常都是非常困难对你失去父母。
I just went to visit mine. On Friday, they're 91 and 92 years old.
我刚好去拜访了我的父母啊，他们是91岁跟95岁。哦，92。
But some of those difficulties are made more difficult over a distance, right?
但是这有些困难的话，更加困难，因为你有空间上的距离。
And I know that You as a congregation understand that more often than even those of us who serve in other places. My parents are only 3 hours away.
你们像这些这样的一个群体更知道我这个痛点，因为我的父母的只是三个小时时间的车程。
But I think that also can be made more difficult when the distance is because of a calling of God on someone's life.
但我相信有更大的困难，就是因为主的呼唤。
The reason that Pastor Shea is here is because of the call that God has given him to be so far away from his family.
这个对谢牧师的困难来说，就是主的呼唤导致他离家庭有这么远的距离。
So he ends up bearing not only the burdens of family, but also to carry the burdens of this flock that God has given him.
所以他既要承担抚养家庭的一个重担，又要照顾这个整个教会。
And I think that can bring a special kind of exhaustion to a person's life.
这就会给我们带来更多的那种精疲力尽的对人们的生活。
So let's be sure to be vigilant in prayer for both Pastor Shea and Ann.
所以我们应该在祷告中警醒对。通常对谢牧师和他的夫人。
I can't remember if last time I was with you, I made mention of it, but my wife and I decided to read through the whole Bible in last year in 90 days.
我不知道我上次有没有跟你们说，就是我跟我夫人需要读经从90天里面把整个经文给读完。
And for me, that's a pretty fast pace.
对我来说，这是非常快的一个步伐。
And there's some beautiful things that come out of that kind of discipline.
这有很多很美好的事情。
Because we remember the big themes of the scripture when we read it in much larger chunks.
因为我们知道整个圣经的主线，如果我们通常很完整的读它的时候。
But the problem is that when I find a very interesting part that I want to go deeper in, I feel the pressure that I have to keep reading to meet my goal.
但是有一个缺点，就是当我找到非常有意思的地方的时候，我又不能够停留，因为我要完成我的那个目标。
So I started taking notes on those interesting parts so that I would remember to come back to them later.
所以我就记下这些点，当我有时间的时候，我会再回来。
So this morning, I want to go back and revisit one of those places.
今天早上我就要回到这样的一个点。
It was I was reading. There was a verse that kind of caught my eye and my interest.
在我读经的时候，我看到有一节经文。
And then the verse says this.
经文是这么说的。
I have no greater joy. Than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
我听见我的儿女们按照真理而行，我的喜悦就没有比这更大的了。
And I thought about it because this is really something that my wife and I had been praying about as our children were becoming adults.
我想了一会儿，觉得这就是我跟我的夫人的这个方面的事情，因为我的儿子就儿子们就变成了成人了。
And I'm thankful to the Lord that this is something that we can celebrate in this present season.
我特别感谢主，这就是我们现在能够庆祝的事情。
As a matter of fact, this morning was a little bit special.
事实上今天早上是非常的特别。
Because at the 9 o'clock hour, I was at our Grace Midtown campus, for the first service.
因为在九点钟的时候，我是在我们市中心的那个GBC.
And there were two things that were happening.
那边发生了两件事情。
One is that Oscar and Swanee's oldest child, our second oldest child,was leading worship.
第一个就是 Oscar 跟 Wani 的那个最大的儿子在那边领导祷告拜敬拜。
And my oldest son was the one who was preaching.
我最大的儿子是在那边担任青年牧师。
And so for me, it's fun to see the Lord invite my son into the family business.
对我来说，这就是非常感谢主，让我的儿子带到我们家庭的事工当中。
But it pains my heart that not every family can experience this over time.
但是让我心痛的就是，不是所有的家庭都能体验这样的喜乐。
In all honesty, some families are still struggling to have kids.
有些家庭还在挣扎着在能有儿女们。
Some families are still waiting for their children to come into a relationship with Jesus.
有些家庭就是还在让儿女们有跟着耶稣基督有这样的关系。
And some are still praying for their children as they have kind of seen them walk away from the church.
有些家庭甚至能看到儿女们离开教会。
So we still cry out to the Lord for our kids, even though they are, for many of us, they are grown.
所以我们是现在时常为我们的儿女祷告，因为他们还在成长。
And we ask Him to continue to intervene in the lives of our children.
所以我们祷告让他们一直在我们生活介入到我们的生活当中。
So that they may know the love and the forgiveness that Jesus offers.
所以他们能知道神所赐予的爱跟饶恕。
After I finished my read through, I returned to this passage that I read a moment ago.
完成了这个阅读以后，我又回到了我前面读的那边。
And then I realized that the author wasn't even talking about biological or adopted children. He was talking about spiritual children.
我意识到作者不仅仅是讲生灵属性的或者是领养的儿女，而是指我们属灵上的儿女。
Yeah, those children that he had raised in the faith.
特别是那些儿女们他在属灵当中成长起来的。
And he was filled with joy because he had heard news of them still walking in the truth.
他听到好多好的消息，因为他们其实还在真理当中行走。
Even though he was separated by some distance, the author rejoiced every time he heard that good news.
尽管可能有很多的距离，远隔千里，但是每当他听到这些的时候，这些好消息的时候，这个作者总是感到无比的欣慰。
So this morning, let's turn to the smallest book of the Bible, into John's third epistle.
所以今天早上我们就要来到这边圣经当中最短的一卷书，也就是约翰三书，看看约翰在他什么说什么。
And let's find out what John wanted people to know in the last letter that he wrote.
让我们来看看约翰在他最后一封书信当中想要传达什么信息。
Now, as you open up to that book, you're gonna notice something.
当你打开书的时候，你会看到一些东西。
I know that people oftentimes look at the what I call Bible statistics.
有时候我看到人们就是会看到一些圣经的一些统计。
And you notice that 2 John only has 12 verses, but 3 John has 15 verses. So how could it be smaller?
所以你看到约翰三书有十五节经文，或者是约翰二书有十二节经文，怎么可能说很短呢？
And the answer is that 2 John has 245 words, but 3 John only has 219 words.
答案就是约翰二书有245个字，约翰三书有219个字。
But it made me ask the question, why is it that John is writing such short letters?
但让我想知道为什么约翰要写这么短的书信呢？
I mean, I've had grocery lists longer than these books of the Bible.
我都有这样子买东西的那个单子都比这个更长。
Part of it is I just think it was because John was so old.
有一部分就我觉得约翰是比较老，很老。
Visiting my parents, I realized that they just don't have as much to say as they used to.
当我拜访我的父母的时候，我就觉得他们没有像他们以前那么的健谈。
But second, we realized John was about to go visit these people in person.
第二个就是我觉得约翰就要去亲自的拜访他们。
I don't know about you, but I think a lot about John's life.
我不知道你是怎么想，但是我经常会思考约翰的生活。
As he served as both a disciple and then became an elder of the church.
所以他开始是作为一个门徒做事工，然后变成了整个教会的领导。
But not just one church, over a few churches that were in Asia Minor, which is now modern day Turkey.
不仅仅是一个教会，而且好多个教会，现在是小西亚或者是现在的土耳其。
We know that John was raised in Galilee in the city of Bethsaida.
我们知道约翰是在加利利长大的，就是在伯塞大旁边。
And we know that the city was next to the big sea, right?
那我们知道他这个城市是在海边。
He and his brother, James, worked for their father, Zebedee.
他跟他的哥哥雅各就是给他们的父亲西比泰工作。
And they were fishermen.
但他们是合伙捕鱼的。
And we know that they had a good relationship with another man named Jonah.
我们也知道他有很好的关系跟他另外一个人另外一个人叫耶拿。
Who also had two sons, one named Peter and one named Andrew.
另外一个他也有两个儿子，一个是叫彼得，另外一个叫安德烈。
And both of whom would also become disciples of Jesus.
这两个人后面也成为了门徒。
Some even think that they were cousins, but the Bible didn't make that so clear for us to understand.
有些人甚至认为他们是表兄弟，但是在圣经当中没有明确的记载。
I raised three boys.
我有三个儿子。
And I know that they can be trouble.
让我知道他们有时候会制造一些困难。
But James and John must have been really something.
那我约翰跟雅各肯定是很有名的。
Because Jesus gave them the nickname the sons of thunder.
因为耶稣基督给他们说是雷之子。
But yet somehow...These boys made it into the inner circle of Jesus.
在一些情况下，他们这对兄弟呢，都进入了门徒的核心的圈子。
And they emerged as leaders among leaders.
所以变成了领袖当中的领袖。
John became known as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
约翰也被称为说是耶稣所爱的门徒。
But strangely, that term only appears in the gospel that John wrote himself.
奇怪的就是这个称谓只在约翰福音当中说了。
But we know that John walked with Jesus and was an eyewitness to his words and his works.
但我们知道约翰是跟耶稣同行的，并且亲眼见证了他的言行。
From the very beginning,
从开始
until he stood in the empty tomb after the resurrection,
到他站在那个墓前，直到他的复活。
And we know that Jesus had high trust in John.
但我们知道，耶稣基督对约翰是非常信任的。
Because he asked him to take care of his own mother after his, you know, while he was on the cross.
因为他让约翰去照顾他的母亲，当他是在十字架上的时候。
And this was because neither None of Jesus's brothers had yet come to believe in him.
因为他们耶稣的兄弟还没有相信他。
But I think in an Asian context, that's a pretty big piece of responsibility.
让我这样，在当时的亚洲的那种情况下，这是一个非常了不起的事情。
One of the sad details of the plight of the disciples is how John and James, his brothers' lives, were different.
有一个非常困难的地方就是雅各跟约翰的生活是非常不同一样。
Out of the disciples, James was the first to be martyred.
雅各是第一个殉道的。
Sometime around 44 AD in Jerusalem.
大概是在44年在耶路撒冷那边。
But yet, John lived another 50 years after that.
但是约翰又生活了50年。
Carrying the burdens of the leadership of the church.
肩负着教会领导的重任。
Two different men, two different forms of sacrifice.
不同的两个人有不同的牺牲。
And I think back and sometimes wonder which one was more difficult.
我回想的时候我就想哪一个是更困难的呢？
As a long-term leader, John lived through many different forms of difficulty.
作为一个长期的领袖，约翰呢就经历了各种各样的困难。
And he saw many different problems within the forming church.
他看到了在形成的教会当中有各种各样的问题。
We know that by the end of his life, he ended up in Ephesus.
我们知道这约翰的生活后面的生活是在以弗所。
Living 1,000 miles from his original home.
大概在比他原来的家庭有1000多公里。
And where he was continuing to serve as a leader in the church.
他同时也在担任牧师的领导的那个教会。
Yeah, he wasn't actually the pastor of the church in Ephesus. That belonged to Timothy.
他当时不是牧师，他是那个提摩太是那边的牧师。
But he gave leadership to many of the churches that were in that area.
但他领导了那边好几个教会在那个领域里面。
John had originally stayed in Jerusalem for a while.
原来约翰是在耶路撒冷在那边待了一段时间。
But the persecution of the church made many people move to the edges of the Roman Empire.
但是那种迫害导致好多人都从移到了罗马那些重要的城市。
And there's even in Ephesus a church that is named after Mary because that's where they believed that both John and Mary spent the last days of their lives.
因为甚至在那边有一个教会是以玛利亚的命名，因为他们认为约翰在后面在那边度过了晚年的那些地方。
The scriptures tell us that John was also exiled to Patmos.
圣经还告诉我们说，约翰还被流放到希腊的伯摩岛。
And that's where he ended up receiving the visions that would become our book of Revelation.
在那里，他好像也接受了异象，这些异象后面称为我们的启示录。
So by the time John made it back to Ephesus, he must have been somewhere in his late 80s or early 90s in terms of his age.
所以当约翰回到以弗所的时候，大概他已经80多岁或者是90岁左右。
So we can see the 7 different churches in Revelation. Maybe these are the very churches that John gave leadership to.
所以你可以看到这边的七个教会，大概就是约翰领导的教会。
And I did the translation work on that, so if there's mistakes, it's my fault, not Chauvin's.
牧师已经把它翻译好了，非常感谢牧师。
In the piecing these little bits together, we know that John was not the pastor at Ephesus, but a leader of a region.
我们把这些都拼合起来的话，我们看到约翰不是当时的牧师，但是他是当时的领导。
And as he tried to shepherd these different churches, he wrote a few letters to them that were different.
当他来领养这些教会的时候，你可以看到他写不同的书信。
First, the letter of 1 John was written generally to all of the churches under his care.
约翰一书就是写给所有那些他领导的教会。
Second John was written to a specific church about a specific problem, but we don't know which church it was.
约翰二书是专门某一个教会某一个问题，但我们不知道、哪一个教会。
And we'll find that this third letter was written to a specific and named leader, but we don't know which church he was in.
但第三、约翰三书是写某一个领袖，但我们不知道他在哪一个教会。
If you think about it, John's leadership over these churches helped the churches grow through the transitionary period of the book of Acts.
如果你通过这些约翰的教导跟、监督的话，你可以看到使徒行传中过渡的时期，我们这些教会才得以度过。
And John's disciples would become the leaders of the next generation of this emerging church.
约翰的门徒他会成为下一代的教会的领导。
People like Ignatius and Polycarp.
那些人们包括伊格内修斯或者是波利卡普。
And as we read through this book, we will find some very familiar themes that John wrote about in his letters.
当我们通读这本书的时候，我们就会发现、有些共同的点在约翰的书信当中。
The first theme is love, loving, love for one another.
第一个就是爱，就是从像、爱互相爱门徒们。
And the second is the theme of truth.
第二个就是真相。
Even in this short letter, he talks about truth 6 different times.
就是在很短的书信当中，他也讨论了这个真相六次。
And he talks about truth residing in 2 different places.
他、讲了这个真相在两个不同的地方。
The first is in the life of Christ.
第一个就是基督的生平。
The life that John had witnessed himself.
第一个也就是约翰所见证的生活生命。
And the second was in the word of Christ.
第二个就是、基督的那个言语。
Found in the scriptures themselves.
就是在、圣经里面的。
So John opens this short letter with a greeting to his friend.
所以约翰就是非常简短的一个开篇来向他的朋友们问好。
Who must have been serving as a certain type of leader within one of these churches.
当时他就是在这个城市当中的某一个领导或者某在某一个教会里面。
It says this in verses 1-3.
他是这么说的。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该友，我就是我诚心所爱的亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的心灵魂兴盛一样，有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
So John opens this very personal letter addressing one of his friends named Gaius.
所以约翰就在这个、开头信的开头就 问候了他的一个非常亲近的朋友叫做该友。
And we don't know very much about who this man is.
我们不知道这个人是谁。
Mainly because Gaius happened to be the most popular name in the Roman Empire.
主要原因就是当时这个该犹就是在这个罗马里面是最有名的名字。
As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, we know that there are 3 different men who are named Gaius.
其实在新约当中有三个人 都叫做该犹。
And it could be that he is one of these.
也有可能就是他们当中的一个。
The first is Gaius of Corinth.
第一个就是该犹，哥林多的该犹。
Who was described as a wealthy individual who was very hospitable towards the church.
他被描述为非常的富有而且热情好客。
But maybe it was Gaius of Macedonia.
或者是说从马其顿的该犹。
Who had been named as inpart of the riot that happened in Ephesus.
他曾经参与了当时以弗所的暴乱。
Or it could be Gaius of Derbe.
也有可能是、特比的该犹。
Who had accompanied Paul on a few missionary journeys.
他曾陪伴保罗进行不同的、传道。
What we learn from this greeting is that men and women were often traveling across the empire, bringing news of the church.To one another.
当我们从这些当中可以知道，当时的那些男男女女们通常都会返回他们年轻时的那种教会。
And they would take some of the letters or some of the messages given at one church and help the other churches that would receive those same messages and letters.
他们会拿一些这些书信，然后帮助那些另外一些那样的教会。
Here, John, he references the specific joy he has in hearing that Gaius is still walking in the truth.
在这边，约翰就特别的提到说，他特别高兴听到该犹还是成为教会的领袖。
That in the midst of the difficulties that are happening, that he's still clinging to who Jesus is and what Jesus said.
即使当时种种困难，他还是提到了耶稣，还有耶稣所说的话。
And John pauses to speak of these great joys in the face of so many problems and persecutions that were happening in the church.
所以他约翰就是停下来，然后提到这些是好多高兴的事情的时候，还提到即使在这种各种各样的困难当中。
And he says the part that stuck out to me as I was reading through so quickly.
其中一个就是他在我快速阅读的时候，其中一个就凸显出来。
He says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
他说我没有更大的喜乐莫过于我听到儿女们还行在真理中。
Unlike Peter, we have no scriptural reference that tells us that John was either married or was a father.
不像彼得一样，我们不知道约翰是已婚或者是未婚。
But this helps us to understand the relationship that John had with the churches that he was trying to shepherd.
但我们可以理解，就是约翰跟他所带领的那些教会之间的关系。
And so the remaining part of this short letter helps us to understand how three different people were working through those difficulties.
所以这封比较短的书信，剩余的部分就通过三个不同的人对当天困难的不同的反应展开的。
And there are three different responses can help us know how to navigate the different difficulties in our own spiritual lives.
它让我们能够知道我们怎么对这样的困难产生响应。
There were different kind of difficulties.
有不同的困难。
Some were coming from persecutions.
有些是从迫害。
People from the government or people from the culture who were opposing the faith of those who believed.
有些是从政府，还有一些是当地的人们对那些信仰的迫害。
Some of the difficulties were coming from false teachers.
有些就是从错误的教导。
People who were no longer paying attention to the truth, but still wanted to insert themselves as leaders in the church.
有些人他们就是不相信这个真理，他们还要成为教会的领导。
And some of the difficulties were just problems that every church experiences.
有些困难就是每一个教会都会面临的问题。
But the question is, how do we respond to those difficulties?
问题就是我们怎么样对这些困难进行响应。
And John gives us three examples.
约翰给我们三个榜样。
The first is from Gaius, who responds with both hospitality and care.
第一个就是该犹，他有他的热情好客以及慷慨大方。
And here's what John said about Gaius.
这就是该犹说的。
He said, "Beloved, it's a faithful thing that you do that all in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church, you will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these."That we may be fellow workers in the truth.
亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你所做，克里之弟兄所行的，说都是忠心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。你若配得过神帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所起，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
So John commends Gaius's response for a few things.
所以通过这些接受了这些响应。
So he says that you have been faithful to receive the truth of Scripture through the teachers that John had sent.
他们对这些接受了真理，就是说通过他们那些约翰所派遣的那些同工。
And he said that not only have you received them, you have also sent them back out on their way to continue in their ministry.
不仅仅说他们接受了这些，同时把他们遣返回他们原来的地方。
And in doing so, you have become a fellow worker in the truth, through their ministry.
这样，把做这样的事情，就是让我们成为我们的同工。
I love that while the church is expanding throughout Asia and beyond, John is still hoping for a sense of unity among the people.
我很高兴看到的就是也尽管教会正在小西亚，小西亚，小亚细亚及更远的地方发展，但他们约翰仍期盼着一个更合一，各种教会合一。
And that unity is formed around focusing around the person of Jesus.
这种合一就是说围绕着耶稣基督。
And also focusing on the authority of the scriptures.
也通过教会的那些权威。
Part of the way the churches were shepherded were through different teachers and evangelists who came to visit.
有部分的就通过不同的同工从 来自不同的地方来拜访他们。
And they would come in, spend time with the people and try to meet the needs and answer the questions that they had.
他们来拜访的时候就会有不同的需求，然后可以满足他们的需求。
And Gaius was able to receive them with hospitality.
该有都是非常乐意的接待他们。
And he did so because he viewed them as being a gift from God.
因为他做这件事情是因为他们觉得是上帝的恩赐。
But beyond this, Gaius appreciated their service so much that he also helped them as they went on to visit other churches.
而不仅如此，该有非常的感激他们的服侍，并希望他们支持他们继续前往其他的教会。
And in this way, Gaius embraced the philosophy of kind of paying it forward to help other churches.
该有做这样的事情，就接受了传递爱心的这种理念，对于不同的教会。
Because he wanted to make sure the Word of God was continuing to be the central focus of all of the churches that were in Asia Minor.
他要确定就是神的话就是在这些教会当中都是中心的。
For me, it's not so different than what we have done even at our own church.
对我来说，即使是在我们这个教会，也没有什么不特别。
Oftentimes, you receive guest speakers.
通常我们会有讲道的牧师。
Receiving them with hospitality.
我们以热情待他们。
And even helping them as they journey to their next place.
也帮助他们去另外一个下面的教会。
When we do this, we're fulfilling the words of John.
当我们做这样的事情的时候，我们就感觉到约翰的那种福音。
We do so because we believe they are worthy of going forth in a manner of serving God.
我们做这样的事情，就是因为我们相信他们值得他们为主的服事。
And that we do that for the sake of the name of Jesus.
我们做这样的事情是以父之名。
And in doing so, we become fellow workers.In what God is trying to accomplish through the Great Commission.
做这样子，我们就是以做这样的同工所主所期待的。
The second example that John gives is not quite as happy.
第二个例子，他所给的就不是特别的开心。
He introduces us to a man named Diotrephes.
他引入了两个人，叫做丢特菲。
And he responds in hostility and control.
他的回应就是敌对和控制。
Here's what John writes.
这就是约翰所说的。
I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us.And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers and also those who want to, and puts them out of the church.
我曾烈烈地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特菲不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为主。他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待，他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。
John presents Gaius as a spiritual leader who is doing what is right.
约翰就是描述说该有是一个行事正直的一个领袖。
But Diotrephes is presented as a leader who has struggled with this idea of worldly leadership.
Diotrephes 这被描述成一个屈服于世俗领导的一个领导前斗争的人。
Instead of listening to the staying open to the input from others, he has closed himself off from the example of Jesus and the Word of God.
他不再以耶稣的榜样和当时流传的经文为指导，而是专注于自身。
And John lists his bad habits.
这就是约翰所列他的不良习惯。
Instead of serving the people, he likes to put himself first.
他喜欢把自己放在第一位，而不视别人的为第一。
Instead of focusing on the truth, he just likes to spread rumors.
他用恶毒的语言来诋毁他人。
And he doesn't like to receive outside authority.
他不接受那些外部的权威。
He refused to be hospitable or to be under other teachers.
表现得特别的排外，对那些外部的权威。
He isn't receiving, and he isn't helping to send.
他没有接受那些，他也没有帮助那些接受的人。
In essence, Diotrephes is no longer part of the solution, but he's become part of the problem.
他不是成为那些解决问题的人，而是成为那些问题。
And he's no longer serving as a pathway to the truth, but has become a barrier towards the truth.
他不是成为一个接近真理的人，而是成为一个阻挡接近真理的人。
It's easy to see how his heart has become hardened as his lost focus on the right things.
你可以看到这些变得越来越困难，特别是他们失去的重心。
He's become the example of the leader who's tried to protect himself instead of focusing on others as a humble servant.
他就成为那样一个例子说，是帮助为自己服务，而不是为整个教会服务。
And we see that by the end of the letter that John realizes he's going to have to visit the church to talk to Diotrephes himself.
在书信的最后就说，约翰意识到他要重新去拜访这个人。
Diotrephes serves as the warning not to trade service for becoming selfish.
Diotrephes 就是成为一个这样的警告，说不弃为自己的服务。
The third person, as it serves as an example, is Demetrius.
第三个人这样子的例子就是叫做德米特里。
Who responds to the difficulties in faithfulness?
他回应这些困难就是以忠诚。
Verse 11 says, "Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God." Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony and know that our testimony is true.
亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。丁米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证。你也知道我们的见证是真的。
For me, it looks like Demetrius is the person that John sent with the message of truth to shepherd this church and then has come back to give John a good report.
在我看来就是Dimitri 就是约翰派来的使者，他访问了教会，受到了该有的接待，但是又被 Diotrephes 给拒绝了，所以向约翰汇报了这样的情况。
He was received by Gaius.
他是 Diotrephes, 他被该有接待了。
But he was rejected by Diotrephes.
但是被Diotrephes 拒绝了。
And even considering not being well received, the consensus is that Demetrius stood faithful.
即使 Diotrephes 对他们接待并不太友好，他们普遍认为德米特里得到了认可。
He didn't imitate the evil he saw.
他没有效法恶人。
But he imitated the good.
但是他效法了良善。
And because of his good reputation, Gaius supported him.
也正是因为这样子的良善，该犹一直支持他。
Here's how John finishes his short letter.
这就是约翰怎么完成他的短信。
Said, I had much to write you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends each by name.
我言有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你，但盼望快快的见你，我们就当面谈论。愿你平安，众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问众位朋友安。
John wanted Gaius to know that he was coming to help him with the problem of Diotrephes.
约翰就想该由知道，就是说，他有对于那个狄特菲的那些问题。
And as the only remaining apostle, he would come to speak the truth.
作为一个唯一的门徒，他必须要说这样的真理。
And even though there was still a lot to say, he was going to come and do it face to face.
即使有好多要这样的说，他会当面的这样的说。
So from a short letter, what are the things that in our day and age we can learn from what John recorded?
即使是非常短的信件，我们可以从这个信当中学到什么呢？
I think there's five different opportunities for application.
我想有五个不同的应用。
The first has to do with our children.
第一个就是跟我们的儿女有关。
And in a community of believers that we can love and trust, have we shared with others the spiritual realities of our kids?
在这个这样子的机会当中，我们可以跟我们的儿女共享这样子的现实。
So are we praying together for our kids that have come to know Jesus that they would remain strong?
我们祷告这样的为儿女们来到耶稣面前，并且保持那种健壮。
Are we praying for our children?That have not yet come to faith, that God would meet them in this place.
或者是我们祷告为那些他们还没有见证耶稣基督，然后但是我们祷告为他们来到这边。
And for those that have become less interested or walked away from the faith, are we praying that they would return?
或者是为这些那些人说比较不感兴趣，或者是远离了耶稣基督，但是我们祷告为他们重新回来。
It's a way to serve one another in our community.
这就是我们支持我们教会的社区的那种方式。
Second, are we striving to become like Gaius?
第二个就是我们是不是像盖犹一样。
Are we focused as a community on being welcoming, sending, rejoicing, and having hospitality towards those?Who come to teach us the truth?
或者是我们像这个社区里面一样，这样热情好客，并且教会大伙耶稣基督。
Are our doors open wide to the community to invite them into the wonderful things that we experience?
或者是我们大门敞开，为那些人邀请他们来共享我们的在教会里面的好事情。
Third is, that we would have spiritual children.
第三个就是我们会有属灵上的儿女。
You know, are we seeking to make sure that we are discipling others that are with us so that as they grow in their faith and move beyond our presence, that they still walk with them?
所以我们就是在我们教导儿女的时候，就是在现实当中，或者是他们离开了我们。
Of all the things that John experienced, he said seeing his spiritual children walk in the truth was his greatest joy.
所以所有的这些当中都可以看到约翰为他们所有的儿女在行在真理当中而高兴。
Can we find that joy ourselves?
我们会找到同样的喜乐吗？
And pray that we would have spirits of hospitality and not spirits of hostility.
我们祷告我们热情好客而不是反抗。
Just like every church, problems emerge.
就像每个教会一样，所有的问题会出现问题。
But focusing on the person of Christ and the authority of His Word is our only hope.
但是，以耶稣基督的言语为中心，就是我们唯一的希望。
And lastly, are we praying that we would continue to walk in the truth?
最后就是我们是不是祈求我们行走在真理当中？
Not replacing the person of Christ or the words of Christ by anything else that seems more important.
而不是期待耶稣基督让别的事情成为更重要的。
John saw a lot of problems and a lot of blessings during the history of his service of the church.
约翰可以看到不同的困难，也可以看到不同的恩赐在这个过程当中。
But he believed the greatest days of the church were still out in front of him, not behind him.
但他原来坚信好的日子都是在前面，而不是在后面。
As he looked forward to the day of Christ's return.
就是他期待着耶稣的重来。
I pray that that would be our view as well.
我祷告也那也是成为我们的期盼。
Let me pray.Father, you have brought us together for greater purposes, and I pray that as our own needs are met, that you would fill us with your Spirit and the gifting that you have given us, Father, to know how to meet the needs of those around us. I pray that we would every day focus on who you are and what you have given us in your word, that we would never depart. Father, help us to not only see the blessing of our ownbiological and adopted children walking with you, but give us the opportunity to build into the next generations so that we may rejoice at seeing our spiritual children walk in the truth. We ask that you would give us this as a blessing as we honor and respect and give you the glory that you deserve. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.